You love and worship power.
Why?
To any thinking mind it should be clear that such a lust intrinsically is, and forever must be, by its very nature, futile. For even if any one of you could command the entire material universe, what good would it do him? None. What would he have? Nothing. Not even the satisfaction of accomplishment, for that lust is in fact insatiable. It would then turn upon itself and feed upon itself. I tell you as a fact that there is only one power which is at one and the same time illimitable and yet finite, insatiable yet satisfying, one which, while eternal, yet invariably returns to its possessor the true satisfaction of real accomplishment in exact ratio to the effort expended upon it. That power is the power of the mind. You, being so backward and so wrong of development, cannot understand how this fact can be. But if any one of you will concentrate upon one single fact or small object, such as a pebble, or the seed of a plant, or other creature, for as short a period of time as 100 of your years, you will begin to perceive its truth. You boast that your planet is old. What of that? We of Aresia dwelt in turn upon many planets, from planetary youth to cosmic old age, before we became independent of the transformation of such celestial bodies. You prate that you are an ancient race. Compared to us, you are sheerly infantile. We of Aresia did not originate upon a planet formed during the recent interpassage of these two galaxies, but upon one which came into being in an antiquity so distant that the figure in years would be entirely meaningless to your minds. We were of an age, to your mentalities, starkly incomprehensible when your most remote ancestors began to wriggle about in the slime of your parent world. Do the men of the patrol know? I perceive the question in your minds. They do not. None, save a few of the most powerful of their minds, has the slightest inkling of the truth. To reveal any portion of it to civilization as a whole would blight that civilization irreparably.